And we're here, we are at the blockchain convention here in Atlantic City, New Jersey. My name is Anthony and we're here with the New Theory Podcast and the Shrup Media. Tell me a little bit more about your background and what brings you here to the conference.
Sure, my name is Jason DeMore. I'm originally from New York but currently living in the Philadelphia area. I'm a nationally touring artist, specifically hip hop and EDM. I'm crazy about cryptocurrency, so I'm a heavily invested cryptocurrency enthusiast.
That's awesome. Those are like my three favorite things, hip-hop, EDM, and crypto.
Oh, come on. It matches really well together.
Very cool. So when did you first get into cryptocurrency, and what attracted you to that space?
Oh, man. Actually, like 2 years ago, let's take a little step back. So 5 years ago, I was kind of exposed to cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, but I was very skeptical. I seen another year go by, and then a buddy of mine's actually reached out to me. It's like, hey, do you currently own any Bitcoin? I'm like, what the hell is Bitcoin? Like,
yeah.
And then he's just like, oh man, that's just the newest like investment that's going on. Like, this is the new wave, like the future and everything. But long story short, I started investing in Bitcoin about, I would say, give or take 2 years ago. And I just pretty much started to have an open mind, doing research and gaining a little bit more knowledge.
Definitely. And what was the person's name? The person that first introduced you to it?
His name was Jeff.
Jeff? Very cool, man.
Jeff is doing really well, by the way, right now. Keep an open mind, by the way.
That's awesome, man. And tell me a little bit more about your music and your career and what you're doing in the music space.
Sure. So, like I was saying before, I'm a nationally touring artist. I specifically focus on hip-hop and EDM. I'm touring currently right all over the world. I just did an amazing tour back in Asia, specifically in Thailand. I'm currently about to head over to the Netherlands and Europe. I have an amazing song that's going crazy right now. It's called Loud. You definitely want to check that out.
We're going to put a link. We're going to put a link down there.
We're going to put a link. I'm telling you, you have to check it out. Like, it's charting right now. I'm super, super excited. But I'm just like, I'm on like a mission. I want to be like the EDM artist that's very cryptocurrency friendly kind of artist. Don't worry about it. You know, you don't have to pay me in cash. Pay me in cryptocurrency.
Pay me in crypto, right?
It's the future.
So do you know Grant Cardone?
Yes,
I do. So Grant Cardone has a story. He knows nothing about crypto.
Right.
But he accepted crypto as a speaking fee. And he accepted it a few years back. It was $50,000 worth of crypto. And it went up to $1 million worth. And he didn't even know anything about it. But from taking that approach of, hey, I'll accept crypto, sure. He was able to actually have a huge upside. Right. So you're doing a similar thing. You're accepting crypto in exchange for you coming to events and doing gigs.
Correct, yes. And you know, the thing is with Grant Cardone, he's such a smart man. And I would like to just give advice to people out there, you know, keep an open mind. Because just keep an open mind. Look when Bitcoin first started out, like, it was less than nothing. It was a few cents. Look where we at now. We're over like 6,000, you know, at this current market and stuff like that. And I'm always just like, I'm out there looking for like, you know, different opportunities. So I think it's very important to, you know, keep an open mind in this space.
Absolutely. So we had another interview earlier with the guys from New York Coin, right? And they're really tied into the New York retail space. So they have it being accepted. You can buy a piece of pizza with it in New York. You can buy a hot dog. And they were telling me how they just got involved with it 7 months ago, regular developers. And when they got involved, there was only 12 developers on the team. And now it's scaled up to over 2,000 developers in 7 months. And, you know, it went from a few pennies to now, you know, it's like micro pennies. But, you know, if you buy it at one micro penny and it goes to 20 micro pennies, you're just 20 times your money.
It's crazy. So that's what I was just saying to you. we have to keep an open mind. The way the future is going, it's just phenomenal. The way we know things is the status quo. The dollar is king. No, cryptocurrency is king.
Yes.
Keep an open mind. The way things are changing. The problem is, like, we have the old generations. The minute they hear the word Bitcoin, blockchain, like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
It's important. It's important to us is to do our due diligence and kind of do a research and find out, like, you know, what's going on in the market, because there's such a crazy wave that's going on with another decade now. We don't want to get lost behind that. Trust me. We don't want to get lost.
Absolutely. So from all the speakers that you heard speak, who was your favorite speaker, and like, what was one key takeaway, something that you learned from coming to this event?
Well, what I learned is that, you know, do your research. There's so many things that's going on, like there's so many different like ICOs that's launching different, you know, cryptocurrency, you know, whether it's like Potcoin, whether it's for technology, whether it's for doing even projects in Africa. You know, do you...
Yeah, Akon has the A-coin in Africa.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, like, we're taking, you know, I don't want to go too much off contingent. Like, we're taking the power back from the government, and we, as the people, we're bringing power to what matters. Because at the end of the day, the dollar, right, is a currency. We bring the power to that because the masses of the people saying, all right, we can use this currency to pay for a car, a house, a home. We're bringing value to that. And it's just the same thing. We as the people, we created a currency that we're bringing value to it. So what I would take away from that, saying, you know what? Cryptocurrency is the future.
That's awesome. I love that. So where do you see cryptocurrency going in the next 5 years if you had to make a prediction?
If I have to make the prediction, I think my brother, my uncle, my aunt, and even my grandmother will know about Bitcoin currency.
So you think your grandma will be paying for things with crypto?
I'm not. Actually, yes. I think with the help of like a relative or a son, a brother,
or
cousin.
An app. Maybe just a really cool app. Right?
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people probably didn't think that their mom would be using PayPal, and I bet you a lot of moms use PayPal now. So all we need is someone to come through and disrupt it and make it easy to use.
Of course. Everything, you know, anything you want to do, you want to make it easy that a baby can understand it, and that's the key to the success. Create something that easy that your grandmother or a 10-year-old can play with and kind of understand to implement.
That's awesome, man. So if people want to find you on social media, where can they find you? Where can they find your music?
Sure. They can either go to jasondmore.com, or you can look me up on Instagram, jasondmore, and you'll get to check out all the amazing stuff that I do.
Awesome, man. Jason, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure talking to you.
I've been waiting. I'm sorry. I've been waiting.